chorei, eu sorri dizendo que ela mora no meu peito.
E eu moro vizinho a ela.
Que eu fico desse jeito,
pensando nos beijos, nos carinhos dela.
Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina Bela. Carolina, Carol, Carol, Carolina Bela.
Currently hearing Two of Hearts, European Dance Mix by Stacey Q. This is from the Empire Records. This is from the Empire Records soundtrack that I've been playing a lot on my show. I love this song. I freaking listen to it every day. What was I gonna say? Okay, well, before that we heard Carolina Carobella by Toquinho. You missed our Portuguese conversation. I speak Portuguese now. Dawn and the Adon by Ichiko Aoba. Pure Love by Magna Carta, but it's spelled Magna Carta. Before that was Aria Math by C418. If you like Minecraft, very special. Subwoofer Lullaby by C418 and Ethereal Field by Nito. Alright, we heard all this. I have an exciting announcement for everyone. On Saturday, April 11th, from 11 a.m. until 5:30 p.m., clear your calendar. It's Porch Fest on the Davis Center Green. Live music. I myself will be playing a DJ set with DJ Sarge and DJ Burger. Lawn games. Merch giveaway. Everything is free. We will hear Like a Glove. Okay, Tunnel Vision, Like a Glove, Swampy Tonk, and Spinning Out. I have not heard Spinning Out yet, but I've heard that they're good. So I hope to see you all there. It's, you know, all day. If you were wondering what you should do that day, look no further. Because this is what you're doing. So yeah, I'm very excited. I will be coming back from Boston. Did I tell you this? I'm going to see Magna Carta in Boston? Yes. I did mention this, yes. Thank you. Yeah, pretty stoked. My friend was gonna go and then she couldn't, so I inherited the tickets. Kind of hoping I don't have to pay for them, but, you know, I offered. It was one of those. Ethan, do you have any thoughts that you wanted to share?
I usually don't think too much, but I do have a lovely message.
Tell me the message.
Well, you know what are great? Podcasts.
Wow.
There are podcasts about just about anything, from your local community, a niche interest, comedy, sports, or entertainment. simply do a search online for your interest in the word podcast and see what comes up. You'd be surprised what's out there. This message was brought to you by your podcast liking DJs at WRUB.
Podcast liking. Just liking. Not loving?
Just liking.
I know, we like them.
Just liking. Also, did you notice the typo? There are podcasts about just about anything. Wait, no, that's not a typo.
That makes sense. All. Yeah, that's actually grammatically correct.
Really sorry about that.
Ethan doesn't think too much.
No, I usually don't have any thoughts.
Sam, tell me. Ethan, tell me Sam's... What is the worst thing you've ever done?
Definitely not appropriate for the radio station.
Okay, we'll move on.
Yeah, I plead
the fifth. What's the best thing you've ever done, Sam? Ethan speaking for Sam.
Let me tell you the worst thing I've ever done. Go ahead. I used to... go to boarding school with a boy who is named after a place in Florida that rhymes with Schmorlando. Now, Schmorlando got under my skin quite a bit. He annoyed me a lot. And one day I just had enough. So at breakfast, Schmorlando was a vegetarian.
So, I know this.
So at breakfast, I took a little piece of bacon, and when Schmorlando was getting water, I snuck it into his omelet. And then I sat back and watched him pound the entire omelet with a grin on my face.
This might be the worst thing anyone has ever done.
That's actually crazy.
And did you tell him ever?
I told him immediately after.
What did I do?
As soon as he took the last bite.
Can you reenact how you told him?
I don't think I remember, Orlando. But I think he was very upset. I was in a glass house throwing rocks because I'm gluten-free and he forever
glass house to, throwing rocks.
Yep.
Oh, man. You're gluten-free. And if
he
I
was
stuck
always
some
saying
gluten
he was going to sneak gluten into my food.
But that's different.
But he never did it.
It's pretty bad. You could have told him that there was bacon in it and not actually put bacon in it, and it would have had the same exact effect.
No, not for me. I had to know he ate it.
You... Did this? He must have been really bad.
Now, just to clear my name a little bit, I would not do that today. I regret doing that.
Okay, because you acknowledge that that is the worst thing you've ever done.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything that bad that I've done. Probably, I don't know. I was a mean little kid.
Really?
Yeah, I was like kind of a...
You were a little bully, weren't you?
I was, a little bit. I don't know. I had a lot of big feelings, okay, and I didn't know how to...
You also had big brothers.
What's that?
You also had big brothers.
I had three big brothers, and I didn't learn how to socialize. it was actually quite... Yeah. I was, like, just mean to people, because I thought
that's
was
normal.
That's
just what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty rough. I like to think that I've progressed past that. But, Sam obviously hasn't.
No. Ethan, do you think you have more empathy because you have two older sisters?
Oh, that's a good question.
I think probably, there's got to be some statistic about that.
Yep.
I would say yes, for sure.
Men with sisters have more empathy, study says.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about empathy, but I think, men with sisters are just better. They're just better overall.
And that's true. Amen.
So if you don't have a sister... You should get one.
You should work on that.
Older
honestly.
Sisters build character.
Yeah, they definitely
for sure.
do.
And younger brothers build character too. For the sisters.
Yeah.
This is true.
I have one older sister and three older brothers. And I'm the youngest, so I got all kinds of complexes. I'm a very complex person. My brother that is closest in age to me is 3 years older. And we used to really get on each other's nerves, but to a degree that was, like, inhumane. Like, I think I spent years, like, hating his guts, actually. He still gets on my nerves a lot.
When did you come around to him?
Probably when he left for college.
Didn't have to see him anymore?
Rebuild. And, like... Dude, he was mean to me, but I think it was because my two oldest brothers were mean to him because they couldn't really be mean to me or
just
my sister.
Just paying it forward.
Yeah, exactly. Hurt people, okay?
That's what they're saying.
Remember that. Don't.
Is that the brother I saw at the DJ Diesel?
You saw, show? Yes. Funny story, actually, that our listeners deserve to hear. My brother went to see Shaq, a.k.a. DJ Diesel, DJing in Philadelphia the same night that Sam went. And I was like, Sam, send me some pictures. The first one he sends is a video of my brother, shirt off, having a great time at the DJ Diesel. I was like, there's no way.
Small world.
Oh, my God. I sent it to him. He thought it was so funny. It is a small world. I've heard DJ... Let's listen to some DJ Diesel.
Great we can... shout. Then maybe
great
it's
Shaq.
A small world.
Great Shaq. Great do you think Shaq. He has stuff out? I've heard
he
it's...
does.
I've heard it's really not that bad. DJ Diesel. You know what? I'm really happy for him. Because...
he was playing at the Sphere the other day.
Are
he
you
now has
kidding?
A Sphere
oh,
show.
Yeah, that's
yep.
so sick.
Shaq is just one of those people that you just conquer everything.
He does a bit of it all.
He really does. When he hasn't played basketball for a long time.
No,
right?
He
it's
is
been
not.
Decades,
now
maybe.
He's just famous.
We're listening to It's Me Maria by Bass Victim right now. We heard Carolina Carol Bella by Toquinho. I've already said all these. I love to announce. Sometimes when I'm listening to WRUV, I get impatient. And I can't wait for them to announce the song, so I Shazam it. That's a bit of a guilty... Ethan, do you care to participate in the
Sorry,
conversation?
What were you saying?
Instead
I was doing lots of homework and stuff.
No. He's on his phone.
No.
Hashtag biggest pet peeve.
Technology.
All right, everyone, we're going to listen to DJ Diesel. Maybe we'll do some live reactions. This is called No Fear.
Bad.
Go!
everybody. Welcome back for what might be the last time ever. Just kidding. Last time just for tonight. Yeah, DJ Chameleon is retiring. So, we just heard No Fear by DJ Diesel, and I was quite pleasantly surprised. I thought it was great. And Sam was showing us videos from the show. It looked pretty crazy. It was a little rowdy in there. Shaquille O'Neal is a very large man.
He's a big guy.
Okay, bets on height and weight of Shaquille O'Neal.
I'm pretty sure he's 7'2" or something, 7'1".
Okay,
and I think 7'2"? Weight, I'm gonna say weight
320 maybe.
I'm gonna say 315.
325.
Winner.
Oh, whoa. Wait. Yeah. Close without going over me. 7'1".
Wait, what did you say?
I said 320.
Oh, wow.
That, I mean, imagine you're playing basketball. He was 415 pounds in 2002. No, that can't be right. Whatever. Okay. So imagine you are playing basketball and you're dribbling the ball, and then Shaquille O'Neal is also on the court and he's trying to get the ball.
He's not even the tallest player.
That was so funny.
He's not. I think they're all kind of his.
No,
height.
Yeah. You are, oh no, they're God, not all. Let's
not even the
tallest NBA player.
Yao Ming's pretty
probably
big.
Probably 7'5". 7'7". That's history. What about
or
right now?
Or whatever his name is.
Oh,
newer guy.
Celtics?
Yeah, I think so.
He's big. Wemby. Wemby is the tallest with 7'4", allegedly.
How
have you
tall
seen
is Yao Ming?
Okay. Oh yeah, let's check. Wow, he is 7'6".
Mm.
Bigger than Shaq. Have you guys seen the picture of Simone Biles? Oh my God.
Yes.
Next to Shaquille O'Neal, and it looks like
he towers
he's
over
gonna
her.
Eat her.
Love it's, the pictures of Shaq holding.
Oh my God. My.
How old?
These are two of the best athletes in history.
Yeah.
Oh. Simone Biles is a freaking beast.
Oh God.
She's like 4'5".
Really?
Can look.
She's
also,
4'5"?
Yeah, I'll tell you. Also, Shaq's wife is like
pretty
less.
Sure he's divorced now.
Oh, that's upsetting.
He's certainly.
She's 4'8".
4'8".
She's 4'8", and she's a freaking beast.
Yeah.
But yeah, she looks tiny.
Not literally. She has a human still.
She's a human still. All right. So we just heard Ahmed by Thievery Corporation. We are now hearing Armageddon / Seventh Heaven by Magna Carta. I'm gonna say goodnight to everybody. Gute Nacht.
How do you say that?
Boa noite. Boa noite. Buenas noches. What else? Any other languages we can say?
Nighty night.
Not, Ethan, could you say it in British for us, please?
Yeah, Scottish as well.
Good night, mate.
Good night, mate.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
That's quite nice. It's quite nice. All right, everybody. This is DJ Chameleon signing off from 90.1 WRUB FM Burlington. Do not forget to tune in from 2 to 4 a.m. to hear DJ Goober.
Please, please, please. Be there, be square.
Give him a call and say something super,
just breathe
super
into
creepy.
The phone
yeah, he'll be expecting. All right, good night, everybody.
Hey, this is Jack from Dead Poets Society, and you're listening to WRUV 90.1 FM, Burlington, Vermont.
Come back empty-handed, like bees from plastic. pick flowers.
We can't follow you where you're going. We can't follow you where you're going. We can't follow you where you're planning to go.
WVM Barrington. Some people like those some.
imams. I see plenty, plenty pecker fars. I see plenty fake imams. Then on the back sweating, they preach. Then on the back sweating, they say. Then on the back sweating, they preach. Them the life for everybody. Then on the back sweating, they preach. Then on the back sweating, they say. Then on the back sweating, they preach. Them the life for everybody. Then on the back sweating, they preach.
Thank you all for coming tonight. drive home safely. And stay dry. Und der Haifisch, der hat Zähne. Und die Trächte im Gesicht. Und Makita hat ein Messer. Doch das Messer sieht man nicht. An einem schönen blauen Sonntag. Liegt ein toter Mann am Strand. Und ein Mensch geht um die Ecke, den man Makia Messer nennt. On the sidewalk, sunny morning, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking around the corner. Is that someone? Mac the Knife. There's a tugboat by the river, where a cement bag's dropping on down. That cement is there, it's there for the weight, dear. Betcha that Mac is back in town. Did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And Mackie spends like a sailor. Has our boy done something rash? Oh, Jenny Diver, Suki Tawdry, and Miss Lana Lania, and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, dear. Now that Mac is back in town. Jenny Diver, Suki Tawdry, oh, Miss Lana Lania, Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms to the right.
Thank you. must you then let me introduce someone who is not from our home planet. He comes from the star far beyond Jupiter. He is not a human being. He is Triangle Man.
Or your mother.